Do you have plenty of green places close to home? The amount of Sydneysiders visiting public green places during COVID-19 has dramatically increased. Australian Botanic Garden at Mount Annan has recorded its highest visitation ever this year, with more than 500,000 visitors already. Meanwhile, the use of the Western Sydney parklands has doubled since the start of the COVID-19 restrictions. And it's at this time that the New South Wales government has released a draft policy guide called Greener Places on how they can implement green infrastructure in urban areas. One of the aims includes increasing the amount of homes in urban areas that have a green, open and public space within a 10-minute walk. To discuss the new policy guide, we are now joined by the urban strategist Vanessa Trowell and a Greener Spaces, Better Places advocate. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, can you tell us about the New South Wales government's Greener Places draft policy guide? What was the aim of the guide?
Yeah, so the draft Greener Places design guide really provides information on how to design, how to plan and importantly how to implement green infrastructure into urban areas, ultimately delivering better places for all of us across the community. And the guide itself really aims to provide clear and consistent evidence-based strategies, performance criteria and recommendations. It allows for the integrated delivery of green infrastructure between industry and government. It has a role to play in raising the awareness and appreciation of the absolute imperative of connected green spaces that we all understand even more so at this moment in time, as you said, and establishing that consistency in concepts and language and informing the delivery of these green spaces to all of us across the state.
And what are some examples or highlights proposed in this guide, some examples that we would see in Sydney, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. So really this is, about tangible delivery and helping to guide the people who are planning, designing and making decisions. And there's three key areas of highlights in this guide, the first one being green infrastructure for people. And that is all about the access to open space, recreation areas, green streets, walking and cycling infrastructure. Importantly, as you noted before, that idea that we're all far more aware of the importance of that being close to home. Mm. The policy focuses on the quality of these spaces as well as the quantity. So it's really important that we have that accessibility and connectivity. So there are targets specifically around the size of spaces. So, for example, the size of local parks in particular neighbourhoods, also the access to spaces, so making sure that we have open spaces within about 200 metres of homes in our highest density neighbourhoods or 400 metres from schools and workplaces. So that's around a five-minute walk, so something that people can easily access. The second area in terms of highlights is around green infrastructure for climate adaptation and resilience. And so that's all around increasing our urban tree canopy. And the targets in the guide are looking to increase that from about 21% currently up to 40% across the entire Sydney metropolitan area. And the third thing around some of the highlights in the guide is around green infrastructure for habitat and ecological health. And that's all about providing habitat and establishing connections between habitat and population in our urban areas.
Absolutely. And you mentioned before the tree canopy cover in Sydney. That's definitely something that we've been talking a lot about, especially with the urban heat island effect and, right. and the really, really hot suburbs during summer. What are some examples of suburbs in Sydney that have a good tree canopy cover and some that need a bit of an improvement?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we know that there's a great deal of inequity when it comes to access to green space across our cities. And certainly the Greener Spaces, Better Places recently released a report around that. Where should the trees go? So we know areas such as Hornsby certainly has the highest canopy cover at about 54%. Neighbourhoods around Botany Bay and Rockdale sit with some of the lowest canopy covers of around 13.7%. So there's a great diversity. And as you said, we know that a generous tree canopy has an enormous impact on reducing surface temperatures, and that it's really important that we have greater equity across our city to beautiful tree coverage for so many reasons in terms of the health and well-being benefits, impact on reducing urban heat island, even the economic benefits, in fact, that are well proved around improved air quality, better stormwater processing, heating and cooling savings. So it's a win-win to get the urban tree canopy increased.
Absolutely. And just quickly, what do you hope will come out of this new policy guide? I understand it's a draft policy guide with submissions open. What are you hoping will come out of it, and what future action is needed?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we know that greener spaces are really the life support of our cities, and there's really a simple but expansive ambition putting green front and centre. And with this timely release, and, you know, as we move to higher density living, we know there's a greater need for a quality public space that's able to perform, you know, these multiple social, health, ecological benefits. So really, you know, through the release of the draft design guide, you know, aligning our expectations as community with the collaborative delivery of green infrastructure and making green infrastructure essential infrastructure. It's not a nice to add. So really the hope is this becomes a founding requirement and consideration. And it means that this regenerative design can really start to meet the challenges we're facing, improving livability and allowing people and places to flourish and prosper in balance with our natural and our cultural systems. And, you know, everybody has a role to play, which is wonderful in making our cities greener too. I believe the draft guide is on exhibition till the 7th of August. So everybody has an opportunity to have their say and make sure that this really becomes a really impactful, delivery of green infrastructure.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about the policy guide.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, Marlene.